here at NIST, we develop standards on all different types of technologies and things, such that vendors can then design things that interoperate and work together. One area is in cryptography, which is providing security functions for things such as internet transactions, banking transactions, and basically the protection of information. So FIPS 140-2 was developed back in early 2000 based on the original standard from 1994, and it's a set of minimum requirements that a crypto module, which implements these algorithms or cryptographic functions that are then used to protect information, such as your internet transactions and banking transactions and things.
And so is this done at a desktop level? I mean, is this done on the operating system, or is this the browser that has these embedded in? Where does this actually fit in?
Well, the crypto could actually be anywhere. We validated modules.
The answer to the question is yes.
Yes. we validate modules that are in the operating system, that are in browsers, within hardware devices such as routers and switches, such as things like smart cards, your USB tokens, your PC laptop hard drives. So wherever one wants to have the crypto, because there's information that wants to be protected.
And so I know there's the core desktop configuration out there. Is this related to that?
Well, partly. The one, you want to configure your operating system on your platform so that all the features are turned on properly. But underlying that is that the cryptographic function that is there has been tested for conformance to the standard, so it gets the right answers, and it will properly, if turned on, be able to protect your information.
And so walk me through, and the reason we reached out to you is Apple's trying to make a real push into government. And so with something like Apple, I mean, Apple's been around for a long time. They've been in government for a long time. So how do you test these?
Well, a vendor voluntarily decides that they want to participate in the federal market space because federal agencies have to buy products or modules that are validated.
Right.
So they would contact.
So federal agencies cannot buy something that's not certified FIPS
140-2. That's correct. So the vendor would contract with, we have commercial testing laboratories that we have accredited to do this type of work, meaning that they're competent and know the standards. So they would contract with one of those laboratories to have their module, whether it's software or hardware, in this case probably for Apple software, to be tested independently, that it has been designed so that the algorithms, one, get the right answers, and two, it meets the other requirements of 140-2.
And part of that is that it's secure enough, that it meets the security levels that federal agencies need to meet to make sure it's safe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So once it's tested, we validate that, basically reviewing what the laboratories have done. And that's part of our role, to make sure all the laboratories are doing equal, commensurate, competent work. So there's not the easy lab. They're all doing the same work, regardless who the vendor would contract with. And once that's done and it's validated, then an agency who's procuring a product or something that has that crypto module in it, such as the app, in this case, if Apple goes down that path, they can then procure it, deploy it, and use it operationally.
Yeah. So there are all these products that seem to be, every time we turn around, of course, the hot one right now, you know, everybody wants an iPad.
Right.
How quickly can one get certified?
Well, assuming that the vendor has reviewed the standard and designed their module to meet all the objectives, with that done, once they go to the laboratory needs to review that, do the actual testing, operational testing, algorithmic testing. For a software module, typically, which are level one of the, there's four security levels within 140-2, and software is typically level one. That would take a couple months to do that. Once that's completed, they would send us their test report. And currently, we're about 3 months until the time that we can review that. And if it's everything's fine, and we usually have comments back to the lab because they're demonstrating to us what they did. In some cases, they're so close to it, what they indicate in the report, isn't as clear to make us understand it.
Right.
But assuming that's the case, we'll validate it, post it on the website, and now someone, say, who would purchase an iPad or an iPhone that has that in it, that would be perfectly fine for a federal agency to do so.
So for something like this, for a new product, in this case, you'd not only test, say, the iPad, but you'd also have to run this on all the apps that run on it, right?
Well, we test the crypto module to make sure it's compliant to 140-2, and that may be just one of the functions within the it's running on the Apple operating system mm-hmm. with all these other apps. As a level one, we're looking for that crypto module to be correct operation. And we don't look at the environment around that, which is all these other applications. A user who loads an application would want to load applications from reputable sources
right.
To make sure that they aren't introducing Trojans or viruses.
Right. Well, and we keep hearing that that's the next bastion of the bad guys is coming in through your smartphone. So, does this ever work? You mentioned the vendors coming to you and saying, okay, but does this ever work the other way where agencies say, hey, I need to use an iPad or whatever device. I need that. Can we get that certified?
Well, I do know that agencies, because they're using specific products from specific vendors and what they want to upgrade or buy additional things, and those things that they want to purchase haven't been validated, we'll push back to the vendors and tell them or remind them that they can't proceed unless the particular products are validated. Otherwise, they would have to look for alternate vendors or products. So agencies do have those discussions with the vendors, but the an agency could not go ahead and have something validated because the testing process requires the underlying documentation and development code and things that the vendor has and generally would not share with an agency or other vendors.
Right. It's proprietary stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, so the overall process, you said it takes you 3 months. So it sounds like it takes, what, about 6 months total to go through this process?
Right now, it's about 6 months. And we're working on our end, which is about half that process, to make that,
right.
To cut down on that time. But we have quite a number of modules that are in our queue to look at. So we're doing the best we can. But that's about where we are today. As you said, Apple's been in the marketplace for quite some time, and there's been OEM vendors that have provided crypto solutions on the Apple operating system. But Apple now has three modules that are in our queue. One that's designated for the iPhone, one for the iPad, and one, I think, for the generic operating system, such as a desktop or laptop.
Wow.
And two, the iPad and iPhone are currently at the laboratory, currently being tested. And
so these do go into a laboratory and they get fully, they give a workout, so to speak.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And the third one, which is more the general one, I presume, we have received that. It's what we call in coordination, which is we have a few questions, and as soon as they get answers, that would go to validation.